In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And it's hour number three on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. I am Andy Pate, sitting in for John Rush, who has snuck away stealthily into the night. I got to tell you all right now, John is a lawbreaker. He's probably being followed by two drones from our governor, our emperor in chief, because John is going to get together with family and do family things. And we all know that that is the way to kill all of society in this COVID age. Joining me right now, though, more importantly, is another John, John Zemirek from stream.org. John, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. What do you have for us this week? I know it's been one crazy week.
Yes, it really, really has. Well, I've got a piece up at stream.org that the title is... Sorry, I'm talking about learned helplessness. Now, I don't know if
learned
you know about
helplessness.
That.
I like this.
Yeah, it's a concept in psychology. When they discovered it in the 60s, they were doing these cruel experiments on dogs in the lab. They would shock them if they went to the left, and then shock them if they went to the right. Whatever the dogs did, they get shocked. So they would just curl up in a ball with a dead look in their eyes because everything was helpless, hopeless. And you see this with people, some people with PTSD, abused women, children of alcoholics, some of them have this, people in helpless situations. This is what the Democrats want from us. My title is, like cruel scientists who torture dogs, the Democrats want to teach us learned helplessness. And what I mean is, first of all, they spent 4 years trying to annul, overturn the results of the 2016 election, claiming election fraud, claiming foreign collusion. Now, we have a very dubious election vote, and they're screaming at us that we're unpatriotic for not immediately accepting the results, even though big bags of ballots arrived in the middle of the night, they stopped counting in the middle of the night, we've got this Dominion software from communist Venezuela that turns out counted all the votes and can be used to alter the results.
And John, can I jump in for just a second?
Yeah.
That is exactly how they did it. In other countries like Venezuela, what they did is they were watching the vote, tracking the vote. According to the software, it wasn't going the way they wanted, so they shut down the system and were able to actually input and change a lot of data, which, by the way, I got to ask you something because you're an expert in these things. How could anyone put together software where you can even manipulate the vote at all? I mean, how would you even – why would you even make that?
In order to steal elections. I mean, it was invented, according to Sidney Powell, has one of the people who was president helped invent it. It was invented for the Venezuelan government so that they could steal elections. What a great idea. Let's use it all across America. Why wouldn't we use software from the communist government of Venezuela? What could possibly go wrong, right?
Oh, nothing, nothing. And, you know, Venezuela is running really well. I mean, is a nation for us to look up to aspire to, is Venezuela.
Exactly.
And by the way, what is the difference between putting together a software where you can do that and telling people that to ask for voter ID is racist?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I blame the Republicans for the last 2 years. They've been caving whenever the Democrats want to make voter requirements laxer. And how many Americans have been utter cowards over this COVID nonsense, this Chinese biowarfare that Joe Biden wanted to wave into the country when he said we shouldn't have a travel ban. These people are just so desperately clinging to life. Because, you know, these people, some of them say they're Christians. They don't believe in the afterlife. If they did, they wouldn't close down all of society and be willing to destroy our economy and let people in the third world starve because U.S. food exports aren't going there. I mean, one thing this COVID thing has revealed is how shallow and cowardly so many Americans are. They're just so desperately clinging to this earthly life because they don't believe in anything else. And even though the virus is not that deadly, we don't even have we don't have more deaths this year than we did last year. So as far as we can see, COVID did nothing. The same number of people are dying as died last year.
Are you serious? So nationwide, yeah, the deaths are roughly the same? Because I thought I didn't think that was up much, but I thought it had at least hastened it a little bit.
Well, supposedly 200,000 people died from it, but most of those people had underlying conditions, so they might have died from the flu,
right,
or from something else anyway. So this was all a pretext. It's a psychological operation. It's social engineering on a massive scale as a pretext for global elites to take away our rights. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, admitted that.
Yep.
He said, this gives us a great opportunity to speed up the transformation of society. The World Economic Forum, which is a club for billionaires and social engineers, they're talking about the Great Reset. And one of the things they're saying is, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. You won't have private property, you won't have guns, you won't have freedom of expression, but you'll be happy. I don't know, like an animal in a zoo.
John, you know, and there are people, John, there are people listening right now who think, oh my gosh, he sounds like a conspiracy kook. Let me ask you this. What kind of absolute extremist would say, with my presidency, we are going to usher in the fundamental transformation of the United States of America?
Right.
I mean, how is that different from what Trudeau said?
Yes, the kind of person that hates our country,
yeah,
and has been looking for an opportunity to fundamentally change it into something else, something like what Obama called a normal country. He meant countries like Belgium, where the army goes on strike, where the entire country has euthanasia for children, where there's basically no dissent on fundamental political issues, and if you stand up against them, you could go to prison. I mean, or they'll let Islamists hunt you. I mean, Geert Wilders, he's an anti-Islamist politician in the Netherlands. He's like the number two most popular politician in the country. He has to live in secret under virtual house arrest because they let so many Islamists in there that want to kill him.
Well, you know, really quick here, John, this brings up some of the learned helplessness that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Trump broke that. Remember, those jobs are not coming back. Yeah. You can't wave a magic wand. Be helpless, right? Trump does what? He brings back the jobs. ISIS can't be stopped. There are a little bit of them everywhere. They can't be brought. What does Trump do? He defeats ISIS. And here's what I want to know right now. When you talk about learned helplessness, are you talking more with what's been imposed on us with COVID? Or are you talking more with the election returns, basically hammering us with all these reports? Don't look at the lawsuits. Don't look at the fraud. Don't look at this computer system. Don't look.
Both things.
Feel helpless.
Both things. Fox News has turned against us. They're censoring social media. People need to watch Newsmax or One America News or Blaze TV instead. They're outright censoring social media. You know, throwing people off. I was spent a week in Twitter jail last week.
John, can I ask you a question? Have you ever listened to those Fox News radio news breaks, like on some stations where they'll have as their news break Fox News? They're written by hardcore leftists. I mean, just wildly left-wing.
Well, now Fox News is operated by Murdoch's two sons, who are left-wing themselves.
Yes.
So it's not that big a surprise that they switch sides. But the feeling it gave me on election night to see them switch sides while they're stealing an election, it was like being in Eastern Europe in 1948 when the communists did their coups in Czechoslovakia and Hungary and Poland and Germany and Romania and Bulgaria in violation of the Potsdam Treaty with the Allies. They stuffed the ballot boxes, they stole one election, they had the official media report that it was honest, and freedom was gone overnight. The Democrats have no regard for our freedom, for America's heritage. That's why they pulled down all the statues. It was a way of saying, we're starting from scratch. We're erasing the past. We're shaking the Etch-A-Sketch. Get used to it and follow orders.
Well, John Zemirek from Stream.org, how can people reach you?
On Stream.org, all right, 5 days a week. You follow me on Twitter at JZMIRAK.
All right. Well, everybody, I just want you to understand, you cannot fight what's happening to you if you don't understand what's happening to you. And I think John's latest article is going to help you do just that. Thanks a lot, John, for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You bet. Folks, let's take a time out. We'll come right back and speak to Scott Gessler, the former Colorado Secretary of State. I wish he was the current Colorado Secretary of State. We'll talk to him when we come back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
All right, Flesh and Beck Law. Folks, I want to talk to you about game time. You've all noticed how maybe your pro sports team, the Broncos recently, they do fine in practice. But when game time comes, they don't show up. That can happen with lawyers, too. They can be great in that initial consultation. They sound brilliant. They have everything charted out for you. Then game day comes, you get in court, and you find out, my gosh, that other guy, the other gal on the other side is better than yours. Don't let that happen. Call Kevin Flesch. That's F-L-E-S-C-H, and he is at 303-806-8886 or fleschlawfirm.com. Kevin Flesch, make sure that your guy is better than their guy when the game is on the line.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesch.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we are joined right now by Scott Gessler, the former Colorado Secretary of State. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Hey, I know we're going to talk about libertarians and how they affected Trump in a lot of battleground states in this election. But first, can I throw a curveball at you?
Well, let's see. Sure.
Sure. He says, okay, I'll swing away. Well, I know that up until this year, the vote-by-mail system in Colorado had worked out pretty well, right? But it had always been run by a Democrat in the Secretary of State position, and this year it was not. And here's my concern. In a relatively red wave year nationwide, where we gained a lot of House seats, and it looks like we're going to probably hold the Senate, but we certainly did better than people expected. In a year like that, we got demolished here in Colorado, and by much, much greater percentages than we did in the past, both on, you know, the statewide Senate election with a very strong candidate, in CD6 with a very, very strong candidate. We did really badly. Are you totally sure that here in Colorado there was no funny business?
Well, I think that there probably was, and I think there usually is, some level of funny business, as you were, some type of fraud. I mean, 2 years ago, there were news reports of four people who were dead who had voted in Colorado, and there were investigations, but nothing ever came of that. So there's some, but I don't think there was even close to enough to affect the outcome of any of the elections here in Colorado. I frankly was not surprised that the Republicans got blown out so badly. From my perspective, yeah, I always think, I know there's some out there. I do think that the current system with the current Secretary of State, the controls and the protections we have are degrading. I mean, you've seen her and basically invite people to violate federal law. She's invited non-citizens to register to vote without doing appropriate data checks, and the sloppiness and carelessness and lack of interest in election integrity. With that said, I think that, Republicans got blown out in Colorado, and that's how people voted.
Well, I was expecting us to lose big in Colorado. I was just a little stunned by the numbers. They were so wide, and especially with really strong candidates in CD6 and statewide who had appealed traditionally so well to the middle. It was kind of stunning. Well, it was kind of stunning to see that big of a blowout. Although I felt that Hickenlooper was also going to appeal well to the middle, and that's why I thought he was going to win handily. By the way, those four dead voters, sadly, are the only ones I received for governor. I didn't do
yeah,
well.
I wasn't entirely surprised by some of the margins. I mean, CD6, for example, Mike Kaufman, who was a fantastic congressman and candidate. You know, he lost by 8-10 points last cycle.
Yeah.
That seat from a Republican standpoint has degraded since. And I would have been very surprised if Steve House had done better than Mike Kaufman had.
Okay. Well, let's talk nationally now, because I know you've been posting a lot online about libertarians and how they affected Trump in this election. Can you give us a little detail on that?
Sure. So I've made a couple posts. What I found really interesting is, now that, well, maybe not all the dust has settled, but as of the current state of affairs, there's three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, where the libertarian drew more votes than the margin of victory that Biden had over Trump. So in other words, in Wisconsin, and these are based on the current numbers, the margin between the two candidates, between Trump and Biden, Biden won by, or is winning, by 20,565 votes. That's based on the Real Clear Politics website I'm looking at.
Right.
And that's 10 electoral votes. So if you add up Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and my belief is that a large majority of those libertarian votes would go towards the Republican. And I've had former Republicans who are now libertarians strongly disagree with me, saying that, all these libertarians really are more like Democrats. I'm not buying it. But with that said, those three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, have, if Trump had won those, in other words, if the libertarian hadn't been there and Trump had won them, it would actually be a tie electoral college, 269 to 269. So I think it's fair to say that the Libertarian Party, the Libertarian candidate, probably affected this race in a very fundamental way, this presidential race.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I'd like to talk with you after the break. If can I hold you over?
Sure.
Great. Because I want to talk about this whole claim that Trump would not have appealed to libertarians as much as Biden, which I find very troubling. I find that very silly. I find it very troubling. And I really don't think that that's the way it would have gone. So let me hold you over and we'll come back. Let's take a timeout and we'll come back. But first, Enchanted Kitchens. Folks, I know it's too late to get that kitchen built in time for the holidays. But you know what? There's a good chance if you're a good person, you're still going to have family and friends after the holidays. In fact, you're going to have them for years, and that's how long you're going to have your kitchen. Go to Enchanted Kitchens online. Take a look. Look at their 3D tours. You're just going to be blown away. You're going to look at these kitchens, and you're going to say, my gosh, if my kitchen looks anything like this, everybody's going to want to come over. Get it done. Get in line. And one last thing, folks, we're coming into that time of year when they're going to have more time to take care of you. It's a real good time of year to get your kitchen done. All right. To do that, go to klzradio.com/kitchen or give them a call at 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens. Make yours one of them today.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Rush Treason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, who is breaking the law by gathering with family. What a terrible man. Scott Gessler joining me. Scott, I have heard so many people, you know, libertarians. And by the way, folks, if you're a libertarian or have those kinds of views and you want to call in and talk to me or Scott, more preferably Scott, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Scott, I hear from these libertarians all the time, you're not entitled to our vote, as if we're saying we are. They use all these straw man arguments, right? You're not entitled to our vote. We never said we were. A vote for Joe Jorgensen is not a vote for Joe Biden. We never said that it was. Can you explain to them why voting, libertarians voting for Joe Jorgensen does hurt Donald Trump?
So my view is that I take libertarians at their word, that they're interested in liberty. And that's the reason they're voting, is for liberty, not based on personality or anger, but on what is going to sort of further liberty. And what it seems that a lot of libertarians do is, one, they want to equate and say Republicans are just the same as Democrats. It's just two sides of the same coin. And I think that's just completely wrong. When you look at policies that Republicans and Democrats advocate, and granted, you know, libertarians demand a lot more on the, you know, personal freedoms, as it were. They want, you know, complete legalization of all drugs and things like that. But look, if you look at the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, I think there's no comparison between Republicans and Democrats on the whole. You're going to see Republicans who support those freedoms far more than Democrats. In fact, I just sort of saw an article the other day about, Biden's new pick for public media, the Voice of America and Voice of the Middle East. He firmly believes that, First Amendment does not protect, quote, hate speech. So if you deliberately insult someone on religion, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, that could be or should be viewed as illegal, and you should be fined or, I don't know, maybe thrown in jail or something. So that's this guy is going to take a leading role in the Biden administration. You will never see Republicans taking that viewpoint. So, and then if you look at Second Amendment, so that's the First Amendment.
Well, hey, really quick, even before you look at Second Amendment, what about COVID? I mean, look at how Democrats treat COVID. Would you equate that with liberty?
Absolutely. That's the right to assembly. So the First Amendment has a lot of rights.
Right.
Religious freedom, free speech, right to assembly. So that would be right to assembly. And you see across the country, consistently, Republican governors are far less strict on lockdowns. They're far more sensitive to personal liberties and economic freedom and the ability for people to earn a living and gather with loved ones. And Democrats, and we saw that today with Jared Polis, very harsh and draconian lockdown order. So there's a big difference there. There's a big difference in Second Amendment rights. If you look at judicial appointments, in a lot of circles, people talk about the growth of the administrative state and overbearing government regulations. I mean, you get Justice Gorsuch, who was nominated by Trump. You get Kavanaugh, who was nominated by Trump. I mean, those are all people who are very strong and strongly believe in rolling back the administrative state as a matter of constitutional law and constitutional principle. So you've got that as well. Also, very often on searches and seizures, under those protections under the Constitution, Republican judges, Republican appointed judges have been very good. Certainly recently they've been very good.
Well, Scott, so, what about in terms of using government power? What about Spygate? What about how the Obama administration used the IRS in targeting rival groups? How about how they used the FBI and CIA in targeting Trump? I mean, you look at how Democrats use big government power and in how intrusive it is, it just blows my mind that any libertarian could say, gee, I'm for that.
See, and what I see in some of these libertarian arguments, they say, Trump said something mean or Trump tweeted this. And I think there's a big difference. Even if they take Trump at the harshest way and they, take his quotes out of context and all that, at the end of the day, their quotes and their statements, they're not actually using government power, unlike the Obama administration, to hammer political enemies, which is what they did with the IRS. So the behavior of the Democrats is far worse than even the most inflammatory, if taken out of context, comments on Twitter. So I think there's a big difference there. The other thing I find very interesting is that some of the very strongest, most vociferous arguments from the libertarian side are former Republicans who have gone over to the libertarian side and are absolutely determined to argue that libertarians don't hurt the Republican Party, that it's really just libertarians draw just as much from Democrats.
Yeah, Scott.
And I see that from former Republicans all the time.
Yeah.
And I think they're really trying to cover their tracks, as it were.
Right. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Thought you were done there. Here's,
no worries.
Here's the thing, and they'll bring up a few issues, right? Libertarians are very open borders. Trump, is built a wall, right? And he restricted even legal immigration. And by the way, for good reasons, we were getting overrun. They are very pro-choice, right? They're very pro-LGBT. I don't see where Trump is anti-gay at all. He did, take, transgenders out of the military, but that was basically a finance thing because transgenders were saying, we want tax dollars to pay for our sex change in the military. And he said, look, this is causing too many troubles. But, I mean, when you look at it, hasn't the Republican Party over the last 20 years moved in many ways very much toward libertarian positions? I mean, we used to be the party that was all hawk on national defense, right? Pure hawk. Now, we just put a president in office who is a dove, who's anti-war, right? Trump, who we put in office, he has no problem with gay marriage. He doesn't care about marijuana. He's not for legalizing all drugs. But it just seems to me, and you tell me what you think of this, that while the Republican Party has pushed and reached out to the libertarians and embraced a number of libertarian views, not all, it just seems to me that the libertarians have responded with purism. You've got to, you have to, now we're going to demand purity tests. In the old days, they said, well, here's the list of 10 things you disagreed with us. Now it's down to 4 or 5 or 6, but now they say, well, those are the only things that matter.
I think that's true. And I think a lot, not all, of course, but at least a lot of libertarians, I think a lot of them, you know, I mean, have a sense of betrayal, feel betrayed by the Republican Party.
Why would that be?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Republicans who are very libertarian oriented. And there's actually a lot of Republicans who aren't as libertarian oriented. And so if you're sort of a libertarian purist, you are not going to get your way all the time in the Republican Party. And you're going to be disappointed and frustrated because the Republican Party is not the libertarian party.
Okay,
it's a lot more libertarian than the Democrats. And so I think they have a sense of betrayal and anger. And so a lot of these people that I that you see on some of these commentary, I mean, they used to be Republicans.
But Scott, they say they're not getting their way in the Republican Party, but aren't they really not getting their way in America? And what I mean is, one of their big issues is that Trump spends way too much. Well, you and I would agree with that. He does spend way too much. But in this country that has been, let's face it, raised up in a socialist education system that basically says all spending is good, right? In this country, with the voters as they currently are, could anybody who really makes the cuts necessary to entitlements win? Could anybody who really cuts the spending during something like COVID win? Could anybody who really restricts spending in the ways that we need to turn this country around win an election anywhere? And in other words, aren't the libertarians basically demanding something that can't be elected?
I think that's there's a lot of merit to that. I mean, look, the Libertarian Party draws, you know, 0.5%, 1%, maybe 2% of the vote. And that can be enough in these very close races. But it's 2% of the vote and 98% of not the vote. So so clearly the country is not there with those libertarian views and it doesn't embrace them. So I think what libertarians have before them is a set of imperfect choices. And the question is, do they want to sort of maintain this level of purity? And their argument is, well, if we do this and, you know, we, you know, maybe hold the balance of power, then people will listen to us and they'll move in our direction. I think that's their argument. I think the reality is that the from a overall liberty standpoint, I do think Democrats are a far greater menace than Republicans, I mean, by far. I mean, even on drug legalization, I mean, Kamala Harris, I mean, she spent a lot of years just throwing the book at low-level drug offenders. And so it's not like the Democrats exactly embrace legalization, to be frank.
Well, let's look at it as a broad topic then, liberty. Look, there is no question the Democrats, if you look at things like, by the way, things that libertarians like, school choice, gun rights, speech rights, and just right on down the list. If you were to list out 20 areas of liberty, especially the major ones. I'm sorry, but legalizing cocaine is not a major issue versus speech. I'm sorry, it just isn't. If you list out like 20 major issues, the Republicans are going to beat the Democrats in terms of liberty on 16 of them, right? I mean, it's not close.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think a lot of libertarians, at least some of the ones that have engaged in some of my comments, and they've pretty much done it in a respectful way, so I appreciate that.
Sure.
But I just plain old disagree with them when they try to make the argument that Republicans and Democrats are the same side of the coin. Now, look, in a few narrow instances, they are. I mean, both have been involved in increasing the debt and the deficits in our nation for a long time. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But and yes, I mean, the bill will come due and future generations will have to pay greater taxes. But I do think that's a magnitude of difference than, you know, shutting down free speech rights, squeezing economic freedom with over-regulation and removing gun rights. I mean, and freedom of assembly when it comes to COVID stuff, COVID lockdowns. So I do think there's a magnitude of difference between those two. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes the libertarians are not sitting back in a dispassionate way and saying, okay, is my vote really going to advance liberty, or am I simply allowing the worst of all evils when it comes to a liberty standpoint to advance forward? And well, I think that they need to think about that.
And you make
sometimes
a great
you have to choose the lesser of two evils.
You make a great point there. And by the way, you know how they bristle at hearing lesser of two evils. But you just said, what effect will my vote have? Okay, if I vote for somebody who is not numerically viable in an election, I mean, if they do the very best they can, they'll get 5%. And more likely, they'll get 1 or 2. What effect can that vote actually have on an outcome? It's a protest vote. It's like saying that I am going to bet $100 on Cleveland to win last year's Super Bowl, and they weren't in last year's Super Bowl.
See, I look at it a little bit differently.
Okay.
I don't look at, you know, what their effect, their vote is. I look at what's the effect of their non-vote, as it were.
Okay.
The fact that they're voting libertarian, the reason why I think that hurts our country is because they're choosing not to vote Republican. And I get it, you know, I mean, Republicans aren't entitled to their votes by any stretch. But if they're going to dispassionately look at what advances liberty, and they have three choices before them, Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians, the Libertarian vote is not going to advance liberty. I simply disagree that it's going to, you know, cause Republicans all of a sudden to vastly move their base to just appease Libertarians. I just disagree with that. And so then you choose Republicans or Democrats. And by the vast majority of measurements that you've articulated, Republicans are better when it comes to personal freedoms in this country on a consistent basis.
Would you think
so I think they should exercise their vote responsibly and vote in a way that's consistent with their values, which is to advance liberty in a way that's practical rather than some pie in the sky, let's hope there's a third party. You know, that's happened once in our nation's history, and that was the rise of the Republican Party in response to slavery. That's the only time we've had a third party, which immediately wiped out the Whigs, and we were back to a two-party system. So,
yeah, by the way, you kind of went the direction I was going to ask. Would you say it's fair to say, look, we're not saying we are entitled to your vote. We're saying you are entitled to liberty, so use your vote to advance the most liberty possible in this election. That's all we're saying.
Correct.
I mean, isn't that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, and it's sort of like, you know, William F. Buckley, he used to say, you know, I vote for the most conservative candidate who can win.
Right.
That was his approach. And, you know, I think that is the proper approach sometimes. There certainly should be the proper, I would advocate it's proper approach for libertarians.
Well, Scott, I would say this, that in the end, if you've got three parties and two of them at least believe in liberty, right? They disagree at times on how to apply it. One says legalize all drugs. The other says, no, that's going to cause too much damage to liberty. But they disagree on a few things, you know, how much interventionism overseas and so forth. But overall, you've got two of them who believe in liberty, and the other one absolutely does not. Isn't it fair to say then that anyone from that group of liberty voters who peels off and does not vote for the numerically viable option, the Republicans, is hurting the cause for liberty?
Yeah, I mean, the way I would articulate it is the Republican Party, or the Republican coalition, as it were, has been far more responsive to libertarian concerns than the Democrat coalition. And if libertarians are part of the Republican Party process, they will have far more opportunity and far more ability to change the course of the Republican Party and to change the course of America than they will being a protest vote that merely helps sort of the Democratic menace, as it were, take power and in many ways squeeze liberty quite a bit. And so they may, libertarians may say, look, you know, with the deficit is the reason why I'm so upset at both parties. I think they'll change their tune over time when they begin to actually lose free speech rights as different organizations, different governmental organizations try to outlaw or punish so-called hate speech.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They're going to be far less happy when their Second Amendment rights are squeezed. They're going to be far less happy when you have Democrat governors issue draconian lockdown orders limiting their freedom of assembly. And they're going to be far less happy with less religious liberty. And they're going to be far less happy across a broad spectrum than they will thinking about the deficit.
All right. Fantastic. And I totally agree. Scott Gessler, how can people reach you if they just want to see what you've got on your mind?
Feel free to go on Facebook and take a look at some of my comments. I will say this, you know, I mean, a lot of libertarians have engaged with my comments, and some of my comments have been a bit provocative. I try to be respectful. And a lot of libertarian comments, they have been provocative, but they've also been respectful. So, you know, now and then you get a, you know, someone who's just sort of nasty. But I will tell you, at least on my Facebook pages and people who have engaged, it's been a good conversation, and I think people have been passionate and generally respectful, and I appreciate that. So feel free to come on Facebook and take a look at Scott Gessler, and feel free to give me your comments.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for coming on, and let's take a break now. Novus Auto Glass. Folks, it's getting cold outside, and you know what that means. That means the chips are going to become cracks. But when do those chips become cracks? Do they do it at the best time? No. They do it at the worst time, when you're busiest. So get ahead of it and contact Novus Auto Glass now. With cutting-edge technology, they're fast, they're friendly, they're ready to take care of smart people like you, people who think ahead. Contact Novus Auto Glass, that's N-O-V-U-S, at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair and Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
All right, Purefoy Chevrolet folks, true story here. My wife and I have a thing called a share car. And what do I mean by that? Well, we bought two used cars, both very, very, very new models, low mileage. But one of them is a share car and the other one is not. The other one is always in the shop. And we did not buy that one at Purefoy. But when we went to Purefoy, they walked us through everything. And one of the things they walked us through was this incredible inspection they had done on the car. Well, ever since then, including right now, I wind up driving her car and sharing it, because the other one's in the shop. The other one is not like theirs. So don't be like me. Be more like my wife. Be smart. Get yourself a share car. Get yourself a car that you can trust from people you can trust at Purefoy Chevrolet. Give them a call at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush is out for just a few more minutes, but he will be back tomorrow on Health and Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Julie Margill. And that is going to be very cool because he'll probably be talking a lot about coming into the holiday season. Well, folks, I just kind of want to close it with this. Let's get back to COVID because we are heading into the holiday season, but a very sad thing that's happening is our leaders are shutting down the holidays. They're making it so they don't want you to gather together. Folks, I'm going to gather, okay? Though my friends, family, we're going to gather together. I just don't care. And it's just not fair on their part to basically be saying that we are causing some sort of spread. Let me ask you something. Right now, you see a lot of liberals and these people, these politicians like Polis, and they all say the same thing. Well, the reason that we're having the spike is all because of the people who weren't obeying, they weren't listening, they were being, as he calls them, selfish bastards. Let me ask you something. When you go to the store, you go to Sam's Club, Costco, you know, mall, whatever, you're indoors. What percentage of the people there are wearing masks? What percentage? You be honest. You tell me. I'll bet it's 99%. Now, we all know that if you want herd immunity, that would mean that about 70% of the society does, you know, is immune. And according to Polis, he says that if we're wearing a mask, we are basically immune. We're not going to spread it. That's why he's saying if everybody wears their damn mask, we won't spread COVID. Uh-huh. Let me ask you something. Even if you find one person at the store out of hundreds not wearing a mask, are they coughing? Do you see them coughing on people? Do you see them wiping dirty hands on things? Coughing into their hand and putting it on doorknobs. Do you see them doing all these things that General Polis thinks they're doing to spread COVID? No. No, you don't. You don't see any of it. It isn't happening, folks. The way COVID is spreading is exactly the way the scientists say it spreads. Okay? It's getting laid down on surfaces by lots of people. People who are wearing masks or not wearing masks. People who are distancing and people who are not distancing. It makes no difference. It's in the air. It's on surfaces. You are not contaminating or hurting people by living in freedom. But those who are telling you not to live in freedom are hurting people. They're destroying businesses. And here in the upcoming weeks, if they, you know, you got all these counties going to red, they're going to destroy a lot more businesses. And that's going to be bad. So don't let them tell you, oh, you caused this because you weren't wearing a mask. Don't let them point that finger at you. Were you coughing at anybody? Did you really spread it? Do you even have COVID? Probably not. It's not your fault. It's their fault. But it's also not John Rush's fault. And he's going to be back tomorrow on Rush to Reason, which is going to be great. And once again, that's going to be Health and Wellness Wednesday. And I am very excited about that. Thanks for joining us today on Rush to Reason. And until tomorrow, drive safe. God bless. And just stay safe out there. All right. And one last thing. Enjoy the holidays. You deserve it. You've earned it. They can't take it away. Thank you from us to Rush to Reason. KLZ 560.